You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. Welcome to our Meet the Candidate show. Our guest today is Jenny Wiederholt-Pine. Now, we have to let you know, folks, that this has been paid for by the candidate or their election or reelection committee and does not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. Jenny, it was really nice. It's really nice meeting you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me and taking the time today.
And if I call you Cheryl, don't be offended because you sound just like your mother.
I would be flattered. It's a huge compliment.
When you smile and talk, it's a carbon copy of her.
Oh, goodness.
Well, Cheryl, I think we know the answer to most of this because of the Wiederholt name, but how long have you been in Hastings, resident of Hastings, and where do you currently live?
Yeah, so I was actually born and raised in Meesville and lived in Lakeville for a moment while I started my career out of college. I was in Lakeville, but shortly thereafter, having starting a family, we moved just outside of Meesville city limits, and now I've actually lived in Meesville for the last 7+ years now. So I didn't get very far from my roots.
Okay, and you obviously have. Tell us about your family.
Yeah, so, we live in Meesville close to family. I am married with three children. Our three kids are in Hastings. Two are at St. Elizabeth still, and one is just starting her freshman year at the high school.
And Jenny, what is your current profession?
Well, other than, filling in at the restaurant as needed, whether it's a waitress, a hostess, or a bartender, but my real work is in insurance. So I've been an insurance agent. I'm a broker for businesses of all sizes. I put together their employee benefit packages. And I've only known this outside of the restaurant business. So I've worked in insurance since I graduated from college. I was at Blue Cross Blue Shield, went to GMAC Insurance. I started my own insurance agency, which I sold about 8 years later to Krauss Anderson Insurance, who is my current employer.
Okay. And your education?
Well, I graduated from Hastings, and I attended Winona State for 4 years with an undergrad in public relations and marketing. So that seems like a long time ago, but yeah, my education ended at Winona State.
Okay. And let's talk about all experiences you feel that are relevant to being help you be qualified for the position that you're running for.
Yeah. Well, I've got a lot of business sense. I was born and raised, in a family restaurant. So, work has never been, something that I'm scared of, but I've been in the insurance side. So whether I've worked for an employer or I've had my own business, there's a lot of financials and, compliance and different regulations as a business owner that I had to work within. Now in the insurance field, I serve a lot of clients in different areas. So I know a lot about different areas, or I have a lot of resources and, a scope into different clients to see what their challenges are. And, just like anything, businesses are, income, profits, losses, which, it's really not that different from school board, right? We have a budget to manage. We have to, oversee, to keep staff happy, staff retention. We have to work within the means of our budget. So every day I'm working with clients as we review their renewal packages coming out. So whether they're getting a 5% or a 40% rate increase, I'm having to come up with solutions, cost and financial analysis, and, working with them closely. Now, part of my insurance, I actually insure probably about a third of the charter schools in the state of Minnesota. So I'm very familiar with, a lot of the education behind the scenes funding. I understand, the dollar amount tied to each student. So, as you walk into a district the size of Hastings, it's just a little bit larger scale than what the charter schools are, but very similar funding from the government side.
Okay. I was going to say, as far as businesses and stuff, and a small business is just like a school district, the only difference is there's a lot more zeros after it when you're in the school district.
Yes.
So how about any organizations, church groups, volunteer groups, or previous councils, boards, committees, or commissions that you may have been on?
Yeah. So with kids in the community, I've typically been volunteering in more the sports role. Our kids are pretty active in all sports, but I'm still coaching soccer. And I think it's been over 10 years in Hastings that I've coached, from the rec to the traveling, both boys and girls. Our boys team just took second in the Final Four last weekend, so that was super exciting. And I even had a stint where I coached baseball because there were no other volunteers. So I'm always willing to chip in when, you know, no one else is really able to, because I just want to make it a positive experience for the kids and, you know, have it fun. I got so much out of youth sports. So, you know, it's a little way that I can give back to the community. We're trying to make it fun for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Now, baseball, where would you have gotten that from? And I'm gonna make a statement here and tell me if it's true or false. You've had a lot of experience with baseball, or you've seen a lot.
Yes. Well, I think I was one of the few Little League Meesville Mud Hens in my childhood. And then, thankfully, Hastings put together a girls traveling soccer team. So I think I played U14 soccer for about 5 years based on the lack of girls that we had in the program. So it's just an amazing thing what Hastings has done for all youth sports. But yeah, I was a Little League baseball player, you know, growing up right there with the Mud Hens field in your backyard. You know, my brother was a good baseball player when we were kids, so we grew up in the backyard playing baseball.
And of course, your mom's been involved with them for decades.
Yep. Cheryl's the treasurer and keeps the books. I have to help once in a while fix the spreadsheets because, you know, that's not her favorite part of the job. I said, all right, well, here's my contribution that I can do a part with the Meesville Mud Hens. But yeah, it's in your blood when you're in Meesville. And, you know, I know my grandpa played for the Mud Hens. My uncle had played for the Meesville Mud Hens. And I have two boys that are young baseball players, and it would be pretty special if someday they carried on some of that tradition.
It's so neat to have a small town like that is so small, what, 110 people or something?
Yeah,
something
give
or take. In that range, and has such a beautiful, and I'm not talking just a ballpark, but a beautiful state, you know, known ballpark, mm-hmm. sitting right there in the middle of it.
Yeah. You know, being in the field that I am, I travel a lot, so I have clients all over the state and even just outside the borders. But, you know, people are always like, Meesville? And so people either have no clue, or, you know, you kind of have to say, you know, well, we're down by, you know, Treasure Island Casino, or we're east of Whoville. And they look, and of course I'm being sarcastic, but, you know, we're always being, you know, they know us because of the Mud Hens.
You say the Mud Hens.
Yep.
Oh.
Everyone knows Town Ball, but, you know, obviously I'm supportive of the Wiederholt Supper Club restaurant, but King's Bar and Grill does a fantastic job, mm-hmm. as well. So we've really made our place on the map, and, you know, all of our little businesses in Meesville are phenomenal. You know, even look at Niebuhr Implement. They're a thriving, mm-hmm. they've been a
yes.
staple of the community. You know, our gas station has changed over and evolved with time, which has been pretty fortunate, you know, coming mm-hmm. seeing that the drive to Hastings is, you know, about 12 minutes to get to even the south end of town. So we're pretty fortunate. We have, you know, a beautiful little place of home there.
You bet. So why are you running for a board position?
Well, you know, a lot of reasons, you know, just like coaching. You know, I want to be there. I want to make a positive change. You know, recently the test scores were released. You know, my kids are part of the community. My kids are taking the standardized tests. And I don't think those tests are a true reflection of the talent that we have. I know there are struggles. I mean, it's not something that we can dismiss. But, you know, these kids are our future. You know, when we look at my future colleagues or our future employees or, you know, potentially family members, I want them to have the opportunities to graduate from Hastings, to move on, and whether they become a lawyer or a doctor or a plumber or electrician or a janitor or a cook or a waitress or a bartender, I want them to have the skill set to do whatever they want in life and succeed. You know, all of us have to go through that channel, and, you know, everybody wants to place the blame on, you know, it was COVID, it was this, it was that. And it sends me that we're just blaming things instead of, you know what, let's put that aside. Let's just get after it and improve it, right? Like, what do we need to do to make it better? Clearly, there's averages. So, you know, there's schools that are thriving and there's schools that are maybe not. You know, what we need to be doing research. There's got to be data. There's, you know, data doesn't lie. And I'm very analytical. I actually love looking at numbers. So, you know, let's see what other districts are thriving and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are the main issues you feel currently facing the Hastings School District, and how would you plan to address those?
Well, again, you know, there's a lot of data out there.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously with my experience working in charter schools, I know how hard it is to find teachers. I know how hard it is to retain teachers. I hear how hard their jobs are, and not just the teachers. There's, you know, the paras and all the other professionals in the school that are keeping that running. So I think staff retention might be one of the bigger challenges. I also think we're going to have, you know, the decline enrollment. You know, Hastings enrollment has continually to lessen. We're not adding more students. You know, there's a lot of feedback that we have an older community, but that will cycle over, right? Everything's cyclical. So how are we going to draw families to our community? Because this is a place that should be sought out to raise a family, to raise the kids. We have a wonderful community. And with education being, you know, a driving factor of any family, of what, you know, we moved here because they had a great school district. You hear that often all across the state. Nope, we chose to live here because that's where we wanted to raise our kids, because they had a great school district. Well, we do have a great school district, but there's some things that we have to get in order. I know our new superintendent has been just a welcome breath of fresh air. I've heard nothing but positive feedback. I've had the opportunity to meet her, and I was very impressed. So I think we are already headed in the right direction.
Well, Cheryl, well, first of all, this is Meet. You're listening to Meet the Candidate Show with Jenny Wiederhold Pine. This is a paid for by the candidate show and or by their election or reelection committee, and does not necessarily represent the views of KDWAR staff or our employees. What do you say to the people that say, well, declining enrollment is really something that the board doesn't have a lot of control over? It comes down in a lot of cases to, you know, young families wanting to move in and starter homes and beginning homes, which there really isn't a lot of in this area. So it's more of a city, maybe county problem than a school district problem?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of factors involved. But, you know, right now, as it stands, there's around 20 to 25% of the kids. So the kids today that live in this district that are seeking education elsewhere, whether it's homeschooling, private schools, you know, or their commuting places. So, you know, I don't know the why, but, you know, just like any employer, you know, if an employee that separates, are you doing exit interviews? Have we reached out to these families? Do we know where all these kids are going? And do we know why? Right? Some, you know, there's justified reasons, but, you know, not having all of the information, it clearly could be, you know, and some parents don't have the means to do that.
Mm-hmm. What type of short-term and long-term goals would you set for your time as a school board member?
Well, you know, as we just kind of to piggyback on the declined enrollment, well, declined enrollment equals less funding. And, you know, there's obviously a tax levy this fall that people will vote on. But second, that declined enrollment is going to make it, you know, more challenging because there's less funding. You know, we're talking about raises. I obviously know that insurance rates are going up all the time, and providing a strong benefit package for the staff is crucial, you know, so they have the support for their healthcare needs. But really, to stop the decline enrollment, and, you know, over the years, I think, you know, the school board has had, you know, a lot of criticism, and I would like that to stop. I think our community needs to pull together. We need to support the schools. We need to support the students and, you know, the families. You know, it really is a three-prong effort. There's no way that any of the kids are going to be successful without parent involvement. It can't be all on the school to do it. And also, you know, we need to hold our kids accountable. I think that's lacking. You know, I hear stories, I have, you know, conversations with teachers, I have conversations with paras, I have conversations with parents, I have conversations with the kids of my friends and families. And, you know, a lot of it just comes down to, you know, we're lacking in discipline and accountability in our kids, and the teachers can only do so much. So we need to have everybody involved to help these kids succeed.
Okay. Any additional comments that you can think of?
Well, I really just want to thank you for this opportunity, one. I want to congratulate the 8 other candidates that are running because, you know, it's incredible. I've heard there are some school boards that have no one running to fill these seats. So I think that's a true test that our community is so strong and it's worth fighting for and worth fighting for these kids. But I want the community also to just keep in mind that, you know, the other candidates and myself, you know, we are humans. We have families. You know, there's been a few negative things out there here and there, not necessarily directed at me, but, you know, give these people some grace, right? We want our kids to be kind at school. We want our staff to be in a supportive environment. So it starts from top to bottom. It goes down from the school board all the way down to the staff, into the students. So we need to come together. There's just been a little bit too much division, and I'd love to see us unified. And, you know, I'm a great listener. I'm respectful. So I don't know everything. And I think voting for candidates that can be representative of different strengths so we can all come together to play off each other's strengths and weaknesses to really just keep moving things forward for our kids.
Okay. Now, you stated a little earlier we have just about 90 seconds left. So I'm going to ask you a question here. What are your thoughts on campaigning? Because it is a lot of work. I've seen a lot of candidates from state to federal to all over.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work compared to what you get out of it, maybe.
Well, it's been a learning experience. And I, you know, I guess I hadn't, you know, when I put my name in for candidacy, I knew I needed the signs. And graphic design has been absolutely incredible. So, you know, they got to work, they helped me get the design out, you know, they've been a client of mine for years and they've just done a fantastic job. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of days where we're pounding in signs. I couldn't do it without my mom. You know, she's taking the list and, you know, we're working to get the signs out. I've got a website, so I've had very, you know, kind donations from, you know, for members of the community. So that's so appreciative. But yeah, there's a lot of rules too, legislation wise, that we have to follow as candidates for the campaign with, you know, funding and donations and documenting and, you know, what to do and not to do. So it's been a challenge, but overall, it's been an amazing experience. I mean, an eye opener for sure. And that's why I want everyone just to have some grace for the candidates. You know, we all are in this for good reasons. There's good intentions that we want to be on the school board. You know, I obviously want to fill one of the 4 seats. And so whoever's next to me, I need to be partnering with them, or we need to be partnering together to make this all work. There's not one board member that can make or break this. That's why there's 7.
That's right. Well, I want to thank you for coming in. And before we go, could you tell folks if they have some questions for you or want to know more about you, how can they get a hold of you?
All right. So I've got a website. I'm also on Facebook. And then I have an email dedicated just to this. So jennypine.isd200@gmail.com or jenny-pine-isd200.com. And that will lead you to either my Facebook page or my email, and you can get a hold of me. We've got a meet and greet coming up next week at the Little Log Village. So you can find out all the detail about that or come meet me in person. I'd be happy to answer questions.
Jenny, thank you very much, and I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Meet the Candidate Show. Our guest today, Jenny Wiederhold Pine. This has been paid for by the candidate or their election or reelection committee and does not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. This is KDWA Hastings, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com.